It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Mississinewa Valley High School where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Blackhawks. I'll be joined in a little bit by Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp. They'll be along in a little bit, and as I said, the Mississinewa JV game, Indians came out victorious 42-34 over a very scrappy, very good Mississinewa Valley JV team. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some of the things that are, some of the games that are coming up the rest of this week and some other things like that, and we'll, as I said, we'll be joined by Diana and Susie, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a talk with the coach.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann, and we're at Mississinewa Valley tonight. What do we have in store for us tonight?
After a win in Walpack, we were able to go back to the gym and get a nice 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks, but pretty good 2 weeks worth of practice in, and I think today you're just going to see a really enthusiastic group of girls, just because we've been working really hard for those 2 weeks, and we're ready to play, because that's why we practice. You want to be able to play. So we've been working on some things personally, so we're not so worried about what Mississinewa's going to do for us tonight, but more importantly, we're going to be working on tightening up that defense and offensively being able to look to attack and be more of a threat and be able to hit this second streak of games here coming up for us. So.
Okay, and is everybody healthy tonight?
We are all healthy tonight. We are. So we had that little rough patch there in the beginning with some of our girls, and then we hit it again there with Witt. But we've been taking care of ourselves, staying refreshed, hydrating, eating right. And so we talk a lot about just taking care of our bodies, because this January hits and it's going to be hard for the next month. So we just hope and we're going to stay healthy and be grateful that we still are continuing to play. So.
Yep. All righty. And good luck to you tonight, Coach. That's been Coach Holly Gann here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth, with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back here at Mississinawa High School, Mississinawa Valley High School, and Lady Indians taking on the Mississinawa Lady Blackhawks. And Indians are coming in with a 6-3 record, 3-1 in the MAC. We'll go through that a little bit. And Mississinawa Valley is coming in with a 1-5 record. And I believe they are 1-3, I believe, in their league, but I'm not certain of that. So, again, Indians are 6-3, Blackhawks 1-5. On paper, it looks pretty easy, but as Coach Gann was saying, we've been off for 2 weeks, so we don't know exactly what we're going to do. The girls are anxious to play, but sometimes you get a little rusty. So we'll see how that all goes. I'm thinking the Indians will be just fine, but you don't know. So in the MAC league standings, Minster and New Knoxville both sit at 3-0, undefeated in the league. And Minster has a 7-1 overall record. New Knoxville 7-0, no losses, 7-0. Indians are 3-1 and 6-3 overall. Marion Local is 2-1, 8-2 overall. The other teams, there are I think five teams with one win. Coldwater 1-2, New Bremen 1-2, Parkway 1-2, Delphi St. John's 1-2, Versailles 1-3. St. Henry is winless in the MAC. They're 1-7 overall. They're, St. Henry is 0-3. So, again, Minster, New Knoxville at the top, Fort Recovery and Marion Local with one loss each. It's a long, long season. A lot of things can happen. I'm guessing that probably nobody will come through the league undefeated. So if we can win out the rest of our MAC schedule, we can be right there with everybody else. But we'll have to see how that all plays out. There are a lot of very good teams, and I think it's going to be like a lot of years. People beat each other, or somebody beats somebody, somebody else beats that team, and have several teams with a loss or two to win the league. So I'm going to take a real quick break here, and we'll come back and maybe go over some of the things that are coming up with the rest of the week here on Fort Recovery Radio. So be back in just a minute right here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Wow. 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
We are back here at Mississinewa Valley High School, and about the Wow Raffle, they have sold the first 1,000 tickets, which means they will have the first level is a trailer, a really nice flat trailer, and all the second prize in that first 1,000 is an exact same trailer, but it has $5,000 on it in cash. So with the next 1,000, they'll add another prize or maybe two in the second 1,000, all the way up to, I think it is, where they're going to give away 13 trailers, several of them with cash. There's going to be ATVs, golf carts that they can put on the trailer, and I believe at their top level, it is a full cab Chevy 4x4 Z71, I believe, but it is a four-wheel drive. I believe it's four-wheel drive, but it's a Chevy Silverado with all the trimmings, four-door, full cab, and there's just all kinds of stuff in this tow and go, they're calling it, because there's every one of them is a trailer, and except for the very first one, everyone will have something valuable on it, and I believe probably the lowest value is at $5,000 in cash, and they've already sold that. They needed to sell 1,000, and I believe they've sold about 1,200 already, and they've only been doing it for 4 days. So it's going to be a good one here, and we're joined by Susie here. How are you, Susie?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very good.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Kind of went through a little bit of the Mac stuff that's going on, but do you have anything you want to add to just the I talked a little bit about the standings and that kind of thing. Is there anything else you want to throw in there? Anything else, inside information you might be able to share with us?
Other than we haven't been around for a couple weeks here. How about that?
Yeah, Holly says the girls are anxious to play, and I think this is going to be really good. So, now, coming up this Thursday is going to be a big MAC game in this. We play New Knoxville, and they are one of the two undefeated teams in our league. We host them, so it's going to be at Fortsight Fieldhouse. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and of course that audio will be connected with the NFHS network video. Friday, the boys go to New Knoxville. That'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and I believe that'll be Harold Feely and Dave Kalp again. And their video is available on NK Telco, and that's pay-per-view on that. On Saturday, the girls will host Mechanicsburg. Don't know anything about them. Do you know anything about Mechanicsburg's girls team?
I do not. I don't know if it's been a couple years since we played them or not.
I don't remember ever playing them, but they definitely could have that I don't know about. But So don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see how that is. Don't know a thing about it. I know they have a good football team. That's all I know about Mechanicsburg. That'll be a noon JV start and WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video, and then the boys will play New Knoxville that night. So getting ready for the Star Spangled Banner. We'll be back after this with the starting lineups and the start of the game.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
We are back here at Mississinewa Valley High School, and they are announcing the starters. And Diana, do you guys have starters for either or both teams yet?
Got Fort Recovery.
Yeah, we got Fort Recovery. I was kind of waiting on them to give.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go.
We're going to cheat a little bit while they're announcing them.
Yeah. Well, it took them a little bit to get them up on the board, and it's much easier that way.
Yeah. Fort Recovery starting for the Indians is the usual five. Our seniors, Brenna Holman, Paige Fortcamp, Kira Wendell, and Allie Vaughn, and junior Whitley Rammel. So Taylor Stockler for Mississinewa Valley, Leah Shaw,
both seniors.
Maddie Heasted is a junior.
Yep.
And Maddie Townsend, a junior. And
we've got quite a seasoned Mississinewa Valley team here.
Yeah. And Kennedy Stockler, she's a junior as well. So, yeah, their team is loaded with some upperclassmen there.
Definitely.
So, got some experience behind them. So we'll see how we do coming out after not playing for the last couple weeks.
Right. We'll see how this goes. God bless.
Is Neil handing out a stat sheet?
No. I was so proud of my napkin.
Yeah. We used napkin. No, tissue.
Tissue paper. Oh, that's right.
You're right.
It
they weren't confused.
At least tonight we have we do have rosters we could write on if we needed
to. That's true.
I got points.
So,
okay. So I'll do
that. And that might be easier than what I've got there. But
yeah. Oh, nice tip by Witt. Tips it out to Allie, but Miss Sinoa knocks it away.
And she travels.
And Allie picked it up, but traveled in the meantime. So it's a turnover for the Indians. I'll take turnovers as well.
Excellent. We're going to try to do our best with every single stat. So
we're going
to
try.
Yep.
So. Ooh, almost a turnover for Missinawa. Good defense for the Indians. They're playing full court pressure. Missinawa struggling with it. They do get it across the timeline and set up their offense here. So the Indians in their traditional man-to-man defense here, smothering usually.
Their face. Yep.
It looks like we got a little bit of a height advantage. Mm-hmm. Look a little bit bigger than they are. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage. Almost a walk and then almost a steal.
I kind of feel like that should have been a walk.
But. Yeah, wild three-point shot up, but Whitley with the ramble. It's off the mark. Indians pushing the ball. Kiki brings it down the court, drops it off to Allie. Allie drives, tosses it out to Paige. Drive, dribble drive to the middle, up and in.
Nice
shot by Paige for her first 2 points of the night.
That was nice.
No, because she dribbled. Oh, okay. A steal by Paige. She dribbled it off her foot.
Yep. Trying to get control and just hit her in the foot. It was still a little scramble for the ball, but once it hit her foot, it shot out of bounds.
So there was no catching it.
No.
Sunwall triggered in off the sideline. Set up their offense up top. Looks like Brenna Holman's got the point guard, defending the point guard duties here. Pop it out to the outs, to the three-point line. Ooh, she double-dribbled.
She definitely double-dribbled.
No call. But then Missinawa turns it over underneath the bucket. Good defense by the Indians.
Yeah, well, she just bounced it off her foot, her own foot.
She had nowhere to go underneath the bucket there. Yeah. The Indians crowded her pretty heavily. They are not pressing. Missinawa is not pressing at all. So Kiki brings the ball down the court. Paige off to Brenna. Ooh, nice move by Brenna.
Yeah, it was.
Tosses it out to wide-open Kiki. Three-pointer up and no good. Offensive rebound by Paige. Back out to Brenna. That shot's up and no good. Oh. Rebound by Missinawa Valley. They're pushing the ball ahead. Indians get back. That's another good thing the Indians do. They usually get back on defense real quickly. So.
Yeah, not too many people can out.
Ooh, yep. Ooh, nice block by Whitley underneath the bucket. Indians pushing the ball. Brenna threw it away.
Oh,
shoot. Turnover by the Indians. They had the numbers. Missinawa brings it back down the court. Sets it back up. Indians are up 2-0 here with 6:09 left to go in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard.
Ooh, big old three-pointer.
Three-pointer goes long.
And she just lofted that sucker.
Yeah, a little bit too many Wheaties today maybe for breakfast. That was really long.
And she had a couple steps behind that three-point line, too.
So that ball goes out of bounds, so the Indians will handle it, bring it down the court. Wondering how rusty are. Oh, nice. Oh my goodness. Nice dribble drive by Allie and pass off to Witt, to wide open Witt underneath the bucket, but foul called on the floor prior to the pass. So good play by the Indians. Good ball movement there.
Yeah, it was.
That's the first foul on Missinawa. Nice inbound pass from Key to Allie for 2 points.
Now, is that inbound pass an assist?
No.
Dang.
No, but it should be.
It should.
Yep.
Oh, I'm
Indians
learning.
Spot. Got
hey,
a steal.
We're keeping our own stats. You can do whatever you want.
That's true.
Indians got a steal underneath on the pressure, and Kiki up and in with 2 points.
Nice.
Steal by Allie Vaughn on that one.
Got it.
So, a turnover by Missinawa. Allie with a reach-in foul. I think Allie or Brenna.
One of them too, huh? Probably Allie.
I didn't see a signal. Yep, Allie on the reach-in foul.
Yep, I thought so too.
So that's the first foul for the Indians. With 5:29 left to go here in the first quarter, Indians up 6-0. So we are full court pressing it. Nice. Allie with a kick. And that ball will remain with Missinawa.
Yep, that ball, she just, anything you can do to disrupt their flow. Yep. She had no chance of getting control of it, but she could get them all goofed up.
Yeah. Oh, there's a steal.
Yep.
Paige Forgan with a steal down to Allie. Nice move by Allie. Ooh, and she got fouled.
Nice.
Up. No
nice.
Good, but foul on number 14 for Missinawa Valley. It's Leah Shaw, her first, team second for Missinawa. So Allie, I'll get two shots.
Yep. And that gives Paige an assist and, or no, not an not assist, because she didn't make
she didn't make it. Yeah.
But two steals.
But a steal.
Yeah. Got a steal.
Allie Vaughn at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting two. First one is up and good.
Oh, yeah.
It's Allie's third point of the night.
Here
Hope Wendell in the lineup for Kiki. Kiki comes off limping a little bit. It's not a good sign.
I didn't see her.
I don't know if she tweaked her ankle or what.
I'm not sure either.
Hopefully it's nothing serious.
I hope Jill's here.
Yep.
I don't know if she is or not.
Allie Vaughn.
They'll probably have a trainer.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah. Allie with her second free throw. It's up and good. That's her fourth point of the night. Sinawa breaks the press, brings it down, gets the ball in the middle to Taylor Stockler. She turns and shoots, makes it. Nice shot.
Gonna have somebody taking that ball.
Yeah. So, first points, first bucket for the night for the Sinawa Valley. Oh, we turn the ball over on the drive to the bucket by Allie. Yeah. So, Indians up 8-2 here. Little rusty, but we're going all right.
Oh,
Whitley
almost.
Tips it, just about gets it away. Brenna just about gets it. So good smothering defense again by the Indians.
In the face.
Yeah. Oh. Down in the corner, Taylor Stockler with a three, and that's
she gets
good.
A three. That was pretty.
Pretty contested, though. Yeah. So that was a good shot by her.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely a good shot.
She had a good hand in her face, and she took it anyway. So.
8-5 here. Oh, what a beautiful drive by Allie Vaughn. A pass off to Whitley Ramlett for her.
Drew the defense to her, and Whit was wide open.
Left her wide open. Oh, turnover.
Turnover by Sinawa Valley. They throw it away on the inbound play. So beautiful drive by Allie, and pass it off to Whit. Whit was right open underneath the bucket, so pretty play.
He's back in. She must not hurt too bad.
I think he's back in. Maybe a cramp or something.
Yeah,
hope just a cramp.
Yeah.
Out on the floor for the Indians is our starters, Brenna Key, Allie, Page, and Witt. Indians up 10-5 with 4:17 left to go in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Allie with a drive to the bucket, passes it over to Brenna. Page out top for three.
Get it.
It's up. Oh, no good. And on the rebound, it goes out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Indians.
Yes, nice.
Good hustle on defense for the rebound for the girls.
Key was pushing a couple girls to make it go out of bounds.
Yep.
Hey, if you can get away with it.
Key to trigger it in underneath the bucket,
nice.
Into Page.
Oh,
up and
fouled.
She got fouled.
Yep.
So
that was nice.
Yep. That foul is on number 15, Maddie Towns, and that's, I believe, her first, team's third. So Page will be at the line shooting two from the Hall Brothers foul line. Indians up 10-5.
See if we can increase our percentage of foul free throw.
Yeah. Allie hit the first two, so.
Yep. So far, so good. So does this gym have a name? Blackhawk Gym, you think?
I don't know. We'll call it Blackhawk Gym. I don't see a name anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, it's just the gym.
The gym at Sinawa Valley.
The first free throw is up and good. Second one is no good. Ooh, Whitley with the rebound.
Oh,
got knocked away. Yep.
Does that still give it to her, you think?
I probably not.
Okay.
Ooh, Indians double teaming the girl in the corner.
And
ball gets knocked out of bounds, but Sinawa with the timeout.
Yep.
So 3:53 left to go here in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter. Indians up 11-5. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, brings us back here to the Black Hawk Gym, since I don't know what else to call
That's what it is now.
Indians,
that's what we're gonna call it.
Indians up 11-5 in the first quarter with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go, and Sinawa Valley is taking the ball in. So all you, Susie.
Pressure. Girls get pressure and ball down the court. Sinawa gets across the timeline, drive to the bucket. Good defense by Key to cut her off.
Oh, nice hustle.
Allie dives in there for two. And we've got to scramble for the ball, and it'll be a jump ball.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So that jump ball will probably stay with Miss Sinawa, I think, because I think we got the jump from the get-go.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So the ball will stay down here with Miss Sinawa. Trigger it in. Get it out to the corner.
And
kind of a wild shot.
And
that's an air ball. And that on the rebound goes out of bounds off of Miss Sinawa Valley. So Indians will get possession.
So we'd like to see.
Yeah.
And no pressure if they're going to meet us at half court here.
Yep.
Yeah. See how we do.
Yep.
She's waiting.
Kiki brings ball across the timeline. She's getting pushed a little bit.
Yep, she sure is. Oh, wow.
Yep, he called it.
You can't do that.
Yep. Too many hands.
I mean, you can touch them a little bit. You can't shove them like that.
And once you touch them, you got to get your hands off them. You just can't keep holding it on there. So that's the first foul on Sinawa's Kennedy Stockler. That's their fourth team foul. So Indians will trigger it in from sidelines. Page triggers the ball in. Oh, Allie was open, but Sinawa knocked it out of bounds.
Sure did.
nice heads-up play by their defense to see that coming.
I can hear Jeff screaming, go, 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 Ellie, go.
Like, it was a little slow developing. A little bit faster than we would have
play.
That.
I don't know.
That's all right. So the Indians trigger the ball in from the sideline. Allie Vaughn with the drive to the bucket. Kicks it out to Key for a wide-open three-pointer. And that's up and, a little short.
Yep.
Missinawall with the rebound. Brings it down the court. Out across the timeline. Shot from the sidelines, no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. Going to slow it down here a little bit, get it down. Court, Brenna down to, nice pass down to Whitley. Whitley gets hammered.
She does.
On both sides. One hanging on her on the front, one hanging on her on the back.
They were not going to let her score.
Yeah. So Whitley will be at the line shooting two.
So she gets these
Hall two. From Brothers foul line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That foul's on Taylor Stockler, her first, team's fifth of the first quarter. Whitley's first one is up and good.
That's what we like to see.
Yeah.
One more, Whit.
That's probably one of her biggest improvements of her game is free throw shooting.
For sure.
Or shooting in general, I think. She's definitely improved a lot. And she missed the second one. And Paige Forkamp with the rebound and back up and in.
Nice move.
Nice move. Paige. Nice rebound and move by Paige. Put the Indians up 14-5. Ooh, they almost got a steal. Scrappy. Ooh, almost a travel.
She thought about traveling.
I got a lot of almost going on here. So I say it before
Nice
I know
steal.
It. Nice steal by Allie Vaughn at the top, at the timeline. She dribbles it in and scores. Nice job by Allie. Nice steal.
Oop, she just traveled.
And Missinawall traveled.
She forgot to put the ball down.
Yeah, she was in a hurry.
That pressure that we're putting on them is making them giving them fits.
You start second guessing yourself, and it just makes you nervous, and you kind of start going without thinking. So, Indians are up 16-5 with 2:29 here to go in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Moving a ball around the 3-point line, gets it down into Witt. She makes a move. Nice move.
Get in there.
Turns to her left and puts it up and in. What a move by Whitley.
Brenna assist, right?
Yep. Nice move. So the Indians up 18-5. That was Whitley's fifth point of the first quarter here.
Oh,
got a foul called on Paige on the reach in. So that's her first, team second. So Missinawall will take it out on the sidelines here. Indians are going to pick them up at half court.
Yep. Going to let them play it out, I guess.
Yep. Let them set up their offense. And almost a steal.
Yep.
So Indians playing a tight man-to-man defense here.
Like in your face defense.
In your face. Yep.
For sure.
Oh, Allie with a steal.
Maybe. Tied it up.
Yep. But that is a turnover from Missinawall because that possession goes to the...
That's good hustle.
Goes to the Indians. Yep.
And coming in from Missinawall, we got number 15, Maddie Townsend.
Yep.
One of the starters.
And Maddie Houston also came back in.
Okay, missed that one. Thank you. Glad you're paying attention over there. I wasn't.
She didn't get over here far enough for you to see her past the amp.
Gotcha. Nice move. Nice pass by Key into Paige.
Oh.
Just missed the shot on a little 10-footer. On the rebound, Brenna tries to get the rebound, but it goes off her. It was a good hustle by Brenna.
Yeah,
try to pick that up.
Nice little move by Paige to the basket. Yeah. Just off a little bit.
Yeah. It wasn't square when she shot it, so it went off to the right. So Missinawall trying to work their offense. They're double teaming, and kind of Missinawall's having some trouble trying to get the ball moving around. It was steal by Whitley.
Oh, God, and she's dribbling.
Oh, she's dribbling. And then she turned it over.
That's not very much confidence from her mother. Oh, no, she's dribbling.
Yeah. She smiled after that one.
She did.
She's
like, oh, my God,
time.
I had to dribble.
But when Missinawall picked the ball up and they took the ball and they turned it over on a travel violation. So Indians get the ball underneath the bucket. Allie Vaughn.
Nice, Allie.
Nice shot up and in for Allie. Key triggered into Allie. She had a couple dribbles and up and in off the basket, off the backboard. So Allie with her eighth point of the game. Puts the Indians up 20-5.
We've scored 9 in a row.
Yep, with the 1:03 left. Nice steal by Whitley. Gets it down to Brenna. She takes it up to the bucket. No good. Rebound Kiki. Backs it out to Paige. Back out to Allie for at the top of the key for 3. No good. And, ball's off of Missinawall Valley on the rebound. So good hustle for the girls. Ball will stay with Fort Recovery. With 20-5 with 49 seconds left to go. The Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Paige triggers it into Key. She gets it back to Allie. Looks like Indians may working around to take some time off the clock. 40 seconds left. Nope. Key with a nice drive to the bucket. Up and in. Beautiful.
She saw that wide open.
Yep.
That was wide open.
They left that lane open, and there she went.
Yep, she took it. So 22-5 for the Indians. Miss Sinawal working it in. A tough shot off the good defense by the Indians. Allie with the rebound. She pushes it up the court. Takes it to the hole by herself. Up and no good off the backboard. And Miss Sinawal with a rebound. 15 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Miss Sinawal on the move. Got away with the shove. Pushes it up and no good. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Outlet to Paige.
Oh, get it.
Yep. Oh, nice pass. Nice catch and nice layup for Paige.
I don't know how she did that, but she's
got gorilla arms.
Yeah, almost under the basket.
Yeah, so that bucket is good with time running out here in the first quarter. So the Indians take a 24-5 lead in this first quarter in Fort Camp Excavating Scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Okay, we're back here at Blackhawks Gym.
Yep, getting ready to start the second quarter here. I have a point stance from the first quarter. The Indians were led by 8 from Allie Vaughn, 7 by Paige, 5 by Witt, and 4 by Key. And we had a lot of steals.
Yep, we did.
Miss Sinawabali had 7 turnovers. We had 4. So we need to clean those turnovers up a little bit.
Oh,
but
foul. Brenna gets the foul, I believe.
Yeah, we finished that quarter extremely strong. We were up 11-5 with around a little over 3 minutes to go in it, and we scored 13 points in 3 minutes. So that's a hectic pace. That's almost 30 for a quarter if you keep that up, and we're not going to.
We're a little rusty off the get-go, but it didn't take long for us to turn up the defense. Like, again, I always think like our team plays so much better when we are aggressive on defense and getting our hands in their face and tipping balls. I mean, that creates some great offense for us.
Yeah,
so
we
really did well in the first quarter for that.
Yep.
So Hope Wendell and Mara Pearson in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Brenna and Paige. So Sinawal has the ball to start the second quarter here, working around the top of the key. Get the ball inside to... try to get inside to Stockland and threw the ball away.
That's
turnover from Sinawal. So back in the lineup for the Indians is Paige Forkamp taking Witt's place, giving her a breather. And the Indians up 24-5 with 7:22 here to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter
that
scoreboard.
Puts Hope inside.
Yep.
Hope's the big man.
Yep.
Yeah, she's
looking
at her boxing out.
Yeah, she's your fan. She's been doing that long enough.
Yes,
she knows
she
what
is.
She's doing.
Nice.
She is good.
Crossover drive by Key.
She just missed it.
But Paige steals it on the turn, on the pass on the court. Paige dribbles it out to Allie Vaughn. She fakes, drives to the bucket, out to Mara for 3.
Mara says,
that
why
ball's
not?
Up, and no good. Offensive
Paige,
rebound by Paige,
rebound.
Back up and in.
Nice. You know, the lefts are wide open. Why not?
Yep. Not a bad shot by Mara. She just looked a little tentative. Another, almost a steal by Paige.
Dang.
Knocked out of bounds. Mara was a little tentative on the shot.
Yep.
That shot. You're wide open.
Yeah,
let her take that shot.
Yeah. Let her fly.
Yep. She was wide open, and they weren't going to block it. So, all right.
Now she can worry. Don't have to worry about it anymore. Just let her fly.
Just let her fly. That's right. Yep.
So the Indians up 26-5 now with that 2-point bucket. Miss Sinawal's triggering in from the side.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Wow.
Nice stuff by Mara.
That was a full body block.
That was a volleyball block right
there. She jumped up and blocked it with her chest.
That's her athleticism
just
shining.
Exactly right. Yeah.
It is fun to watch her.
Yeah.
We have 4 years of this.
This
is
going to
be really good.
I know.
We got some strong programs at Fort Recovery. These girls work their tails
there
off.
There she goes. Oh.
So Miss Sinawal throws the ball away.
And she gets to it.
Mara with the steal, tracks it down. Nice pass to Kiki. But it gets knocked out of bounds on the shot. So
Mara went all the way across the court, plus 15 feet forward to just save that ball back inbounds.
And everybody gave up but her because she knew she had the wheels to get to it, I guess.
That's nice.
Yep.
Yep. Real nice.
Yeah.
Oh. Triggered in outside to Hope. She gets it out to Paige. Paige launches a three. Oh, just off the mark.
Yep.
Battle for the rebound. Got bodies everywhere. Keep comes up with it. Puts the ball up. First shot, no good, but there is a foul called on Mississauga Valley. That foul will be on, I believe, Taylor Stockler.
Yep.
Yep, Taylor Stockler. That's her second foul. Team sixth, I believe.
Yep. Indians up 26-5.
Yep. Kiki will be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting two. First one up and good. That's Key's fifth point of the night. Puts the Indians up 27-5.
And Grace Kukamiller in for Hope. Hope went down in that little tangle.
Yeah.
She got feet tangled up with somebody.
Bodies
out
were
there.
Flying everywhere.
Yep.
Kiki's second attempt up and good. So that gives Kiki 6 points for the night. Indians up 20. Isn't it 28-5? I don't think we got that point yet. So
yeah.
I think it's 28-5.
Yeah.
There it is.
Bobo get it straightened out.
Yeah, there it is. So Mississauga Valley gets the ball down the court, gets a shot up, no good. Nice rebound by Paige. Ooh. She brings it out, gets it up to Allie. Oh. Allie didn't see it.
Ahead
the back
Allie.
Of her head.
She hadn't turned back around yet.
Hit no.
her, just to see us turn it hit her in the back of the neck.
Yep. Turn over by the Indians.
I think she hollered at her a little too late.
Yeah, a little too late there. Yeah.
It was a 17 good lead. Straight points for the Indians here now.
Oh, steal by Mara. Oh, almost a steal. Mara had it, knocked it out of bounds, couldn't get control of it. So,
even if they don't steal them, just getting their hand in there.
And I believe they're really giving Mississauga fits on the offensive board because Indians got their hands and everything. A steal by Mara, up to Allie. Allie passes out to Key, wide open 3-pointer from the corner, and no good. Rebound battle, and there'll be a foul on the rebound. Not sure who that's on.
Us. I don't know who.
Fouls on Grace Kukamiller. Her first team's fourth.
Grace had a really nice game in the JV contest. I didn't look to see how many points she had, and maybe she didn't have very many, but she played a really good game in the JV contest.
Good open shot by Key from the corner and went before that she missed, but...
Yep. She definitely traveled.
Yeah.
I wondered if he saw that.
Yep. Yep. Travel for called on the
center. She went to chest pump it and both feet came up, I think. Or chest pass it, I guess.
Indians lineup is Mara Pearson, Kiki, Allie, Grace, and Paige in the game right now. Kiki with a nice dribble drive out to Allie. She drives to the bucket and, she got hammered. And the ball will go out of bounds and it'll go to Mississauga, I believe.
I think you pointed our way.
Okay, stay with
Kiki.
Stay with Fort Recovery.
Yep.
28-5 with 5:13 left to go here in Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter scoreboard. Trying to get the ball in. Out to Grace Kukamiller. She finds a three from the corner, and that's good.
Nice.
Three-point bucket.
And apparently she's also having a very good varsity game.
Yep.
Wide open, got to take that. Let her fly.
That's right.
Absolutely.
There wasn't even any pressure, so.
Right. And we can't say that there isn't any pressure on this end of the court because, boy, the Indians are just smothering.
Yeah.
And just no easy shots for Mississauga. So shot is up and no good. And rebound by Paige. Gets it out to Mara. Mara brings it down the court. Nice. Euro step. Wow. Beautiful.
How do you even describe that?
I think that's a Euro step.
That was a Euro step.
Definitely Euro step.
It was beautiful.
She was coming right at the defender.
Yeah.
The defender thought she was going to go to her right. She took that Euro step to the left and put it right up in the hole.
I'm thinking
in the
she
hole.
Could probably show the guys a move or two.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty.
She's good.
And it's an and one. So she made it, and she got fouled. So
Nothing against her brothers, but she's the best athlete in that family. And that's a family full of athletes.
That is a family full of athletes. That's right.
They're all good.
That was a beautiful move. She cut in between two defenders on that with a Euro step.
Fake to the right and shift to the left. And
she hits the free throw line. Yep.
There's a chance to kick your daughter.
I should have right there.
Not with your bad leg there.
Let me switch legs here.
So now the Indians have scored 23 straight.
Free throw is up and good by Mara from the Hall Brothers free throw line. So puts the Indians up 34-5. 4:31 left to go here in Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Mississauga with the drive, no good. Whitley with the rebound. Gets the ball out to Key. Has a little trouble with it, but Whitley picks it back up.
Yep.
Gives it back to Key.
Nice hustle by the Kennedy stopper there.
And Allie Vaughn, nice drive to the bucket. Just missed it. Oh, and Allie's going to get her foul. Reach-in foul.
Yep.
Big rebound by Elizondo. And
Allie said, I think I want to get my hands in there.
Yep. A little frustration foul, maybe that.
A lot of times she can just reach in and grab it, too.
Yep. So Grace is going to replace Allie.
Yep. That's Allie's second foul.
Yep.
Indians fourth of the first half. Nope, fifth. I'm sorry. They just switched it to fifth foul. So in the lineup for the Indians is Brenna, Key, Paige, Witt, and Grace out on the floor.
We're going to meet them in a half court here.
Yep, yep.
But we're still going to nose guard them to death.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, good defense here. She got her down in the corner, got her trapped. She gets it out for
Grace.
Wow.
Grace fouls her.
Grace fouled her on a three-point shot. That shot is good, and that foul will be on Grace, her second foul, team's sixth foul.
Just got her feet set a little bit too late and ran into her as she was shooting it. So.
Yep.
Kennedy Stockler again. She's been hustling. That's their first basket in almost 8 minutes.
Yeah.
First points in almost 8 minutes.
I believe that was only a two-point basket, and they only gave her two for that. So one of three. I didn't think she was beyond the 3-point. But
okay.
I thought she was. she'll have an and one here.
Yep.
Attempt anyways. Her free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Grace. Gets it over to Brenna. Brenna slows it down. Gets it across the timeline. Over to Kiki. Down to Paige in the corner. Whitley's working for the ball under the bucket.
Sure
she got to get it to her. She's got the size. There it is. Nice pass by Paige down to Whitley. And that's up and in.
Beautiful
shot.
That was a great pass.
Good pass. And reward Whitley for working her butt off, getting good position down there. So she's got a size advantage, so we got to use that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. So Indy's up 36-7, 3:22 left here in the second quarter. Sinoa trying to. Oh, now they trapped. They got. Ooh, almost got a steal. Indians working really hard trapping and trying to make it really difficult to get any shots off. That's another wild shot. No good. Sinoa with a rebound. Up and no good.
Whitley was trying to get the ball.
Gets a rebound back. Up and no good. The rebound comes down to Paige. Indians pushing. Paige across the timeline down the corner with Grace and gets it down to Whitley. Nice pass. Whitley with one dribble and up and in.
Nice job, Grace.
Nice job by Grace to see Whitley open. She was a little too far underneath the bucket, so she had to take a dribble to get herself lined up.
I haven't yet seen Whitley adjust to that being under the basket too well.
So that was a nice adjustment for her to realize she was too far. Instead of just throwing it up there, she adjusted well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Indians playing some tough D down here on this end. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebound by Paige.
Paige is a beast on the
and
rebound.
She's pushing it. Get dribbles down to Witt. Mishandles a little bit, but puts it up. And no good. Fight for the rebound.
I'm not sure who ended up with it.
Missinawa ended up with it, but good move by Witt. Just a
little heavy.
A little strong.
A little heavy off the glass.
Yep. 38-7 here with 2:01 left to go in the Fort Kerry Insurance second quarter scoreboard.
Oh.
I'm going to get a foul called on Paige.
Yep.
So that'll be her second, team seventh. So Missinawa will go to line shooting 101.
On our Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers.
Line, yeah.
Shooting 101.
I forget about that. I got to put that in my way so I can see it.
Allie Vaughn back in the lineup for the Indians replacing Grace Guggenbiller.
Hull Brothers has been good to us at the foul line. They didn't do so hot with the boys the other night. We didn't make any foul shots at Lincoln View. But
Kennedy Stockler at the line shooting 1-1. Hull Brothers foul line shooting 1-1. No good. Rebound Paige. And she's going to keep it. Ooh, behind the back dribble.
Yeah.
She's going to smile over that
that's
one.
Impressive.
Out the top Key to Brenna. She dribble drives. Kicks it out to Key for a nice wide open three, and that's up and good. Beautiful shot. Nice pass by Brenna Holman on that to see wide open Kiki.
Yeah, she missed a couple in the far corner, and this one out front was dead on.
Yeah, beautiful shot. Good read by Brenna. Good dribble drive by Brenna. Create some space. And Indians up 41-7 with 1:31 left to play here in the second quarter. Ball's dead, and that's a turnover by Missinawa. Ooh, I haven't done a very good job.
That tough defense. They have to try to lead pass to each other to try to get a pass, and like with that one, it just didn't work.
Passed a little too wide there, didn't they? It's tough to play, to be able to pass the ball against defense like the Indians are throwing at him tonight. So good move by Allie Vaughn underneath the bucket. Good pass by Brenna Holman. That's an assist by Brenna down to Allie. Good cut by Allie and great read by Brenna to get the ball to her. Yep. So puts the Indians up 43-8. 108 left here in the second quarter. For Recovery Insurance, second quarter. The Cinderella drive. Trap down in the corner. And Paige, almost with the steal. Knocked it out of bounds. Got him trapped in the corner. And
going to give some of the starters a rest here, it looks like.
Paige and Whitley and Allie are going to sit down. We got Grace, Mara, and Hope in. Let them play his last minute of the second quarter here.
58.3 left to go. Nice. PP knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll stay here with Missinawa Valley. I believe this quarter, Missinawa's 3 points this quarter. I didn't mark down the first quarter score. It was something like 5.
It was 23-5.
I have 24-5.
I think it was 24.
That might be, I believe that.
A nice pass underneath the bucket by Missinawa, but shot's no good. That foul will be on Brenna Holman. So that'll be Brenna's second foul, Indians' eighth.
Yeah, it was 24 because we had, at one point it was 11-5 with a little over 3 minutes to go, and then our defense finally got flowing and wiped them out.
Allison Byram's at this Hall Brothers free throw line shooting two. Her first one's up and good.
So 43-9. Indians have outscored them, counting that point there and maybe this next one. Indians have outscored them 32-4.
Yep. Second one's up and good. So that's, I believe, her second point of the night. 40 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Assume the Indians will play for the last shot, maybe. I don't know. They haven't been very patient waiting on anything tonight. It's go.
If that lane opens up, go.
Yep.
Or a great shot. Looks like Key might be thinking about shooting that three from the corner again.
Nice move by Key to get the ball inside to Hope. Defense collapsed on her. No good. Oh, nice pass by Brenna Holman down to Hope. No good off the backboard, but she did get fouled on that shot. So Hope will be at Hall Brothers free throw line shooting two.
And she's going to make both of them.
That's Taylor Stockler's third foul, the team's ninth from Missinawa.
They need Stockler in there.
Yeah. Hope's first one is up and good. Yes. Her first point of the night.
She's our consistent little free throw shooter from way back.
From ages, eons ago, right?
Yep.
She'll get another opportunity. 18.1 seconds to go here in Fort Covey Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Her second one she rattles in. So that's her second point of the night. Puts the Indians up 44. Did they change it to 45?
I think it's supposed to be 45.
45? Yeah. Okay, to 10. Yep, 45. They just changed it. So double teamed by the Indians on the corner. Time's running down. 5 seconds left. I don't know if they're going to get
I don't know if they realize it.
I don't know if they realize it either. She got away with the push off, but that three-point basket is up and no good. So at halftime, the Indians are up 45-10. They go in the locker room, and we'll be back with Cooper Farms Halftime Show in just a moment.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Wow.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday night Tow and Go raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Sorry,
oh.
We're back.
Oh, yes, we are.
I was just kind of
we were all
closed
lolly.
Off.
Lolly. We were, me and Susie were having a chat about, you know, how many they graduated every year, and I think they're just a little bit smaller than us. But I'm not 100% sure
of
that.
I'm not sure.
So, halftime show, we got some stats here. I'll let Susie lead us with some points.
Okay.
And turnovers.
Points, we definitely have spread the ball around very well here in this first half. Indians scored 45 points. Probably got to be about the most we've scored in a long time and a half.
Yeah, for sure.
But leading the Indians is 10 points for Allie Vaughn has 10. Whitley, Paige, and Key all have 9. Mara and Grace have 3, and Hope has 2.
Nice.
Turnovers, the second quarter, I didn't do it as good keeping track of them. Sorry about that. But my count is Fort Recovery. Total of 5 turnovers to Mississinawa Valley's 13-ish.
Something like that. Okay, I have rebounds, leading us in rebounds. And just in the first half alone, Paige has 8. So she's been a beast underneath that basket. Allie with 3 and Key and Whitley both with 2. Assists-wise, Brenna has really been seeing the floor well.
She's
had 3 key assists and Allie with 2. Steals, as a team, we've had probably 8 steals. With Paige leading us with 3, Whitley 2, Mara 2, and then Whitley has a block shot. And then we are also shooting at 81%, 9 for 11 at the free throw line. So
look at that calculation.
I know. I had to ask if there was a I get this new fancy Apple Watch. I'm like, I wonder if there's a calculator on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, we're getting fancy here, people.
I know.
We went from take even stats on a tissue last week.
No,
last
now
game.
We got
fancy stuff on here. So.
We got paper and watches.
We got everything. Just a reminder, on Thursday night, our home game against New Knoxville, it'll be senior night that night for our swim team.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We have 8 swimmers that are seniors this year, which is really cool.
They're doing well.
They are doing
again.
Absolutely. Well.
They're, you know, for a place with no pool and driving a half hour to doing practicing and, you know, and get up at 4 in the morning to go down. They're awesome.
And you chalk that success up, I think, a lot of that too. Mindy works her tail off.
Yes.
Scheduling pool time, trying to work on everybody's schedules and, you know, getting car rides set up for everybody. She does a wonderful job getting that team.
Yeah. Plus, she's awesome as a person.
She puts up with Boosie.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's got to be a saint. She gets a lot of points for that one,
So that game, actually, WPGW will simulcast with NFHS Network and video, with audio and video. So, and then the boys at New Knoxville on Friday night, FRR will broadcast. And then video will be available on NK Telco pay-per-view.
Ooh, pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm not sure what it is, but it's, they don't do like a season package.
Right. I feel like pay-per-view, that should be like a copyright. You're like, I don't know, that's just my thing.
Well, thanks for turning me in. That's something I made up.
I know. I probably shouldn't have said that, right? And then Saturday, girls will host Mechanicsburg at JV Sturt at noon, WPGW simulcast with NFHS video, and the boys are at Botkins with FRR radio broadcasting. No video for that game. So, just some fun things.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not that we know of. So
we'll take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Blackhawks Gym.
Yeah, that's so, or gymnasium,
or whatever, home of the Mississauga Valley Blackhawks. After we get through with this game tonight, be sure to stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. The practice squad will be on right after this, talking about their favorite football teams. I believe there's maybe a Tennessee Titans fan, two Bengals fans, and a Browns fan.
Oh, nice.
The Browns fan has control of the audio, so he'll be kind of doing all the bragging and all the talking.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
What do you think? We outscored them since the middle of the first quarter. We've outscored them 34-5.
I think it's
do we want to keep putting the press on and keep practicing? You know, we generally do that.
Yep.
And I hope, I don't think anybody's going to think we're rubbing it in, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think through the third quarter, to keep practicing this. We got a big MAC game on Thursday night, so to hone in on our skills.
Yes.
I thought we've rebounded better this first half against Mississauga, but again, we have a pretty decent size advantage, which doesn't always matter in rebounding, but I think we've got better positions on rebounding. We've got some offensive rebounds and stick backs. We're running some nice offensive plays, getting the ball underneath the bucket to Whitley real nice, and got Hope a couple times. Thank you. So we've been moving the ball really well and pushing it up court. I like it when we push the ball.
Yep. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the K&L Tractors third quarter.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Do you girls do much cappuccino? Is that your that your thing?
Not me. I gave up on that a long time ago.
Regular coffee or just
straight up coffee?
Strong coffee.
No. And they have good regular coffee too. But
Paige loves their coffee up there. Yeah. She loves to go up there and get their flavored coffees and stuff.
I wish I liked that stuff. But
me too.
To me, it's just added sugar. Yeah. It's not good enough.
I'm just
for me
always
to...
like coffee's supposed to be hot.
Yes.
You know, and like iced coffees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I know they make good stuff.
They do. I've had their white chocolate raspberry. Ugh. It's to die for. So we're back.
So to start this third quarter off, the Indians have the ball. Starters are on the court from the Indians, working the ball around the top of the court here. Oh, Kiki with a nice drive. Kicks it out to Brennan for a wide open three. And no good. Whitley with an offensive rebound and back in. Nice. Sweet.
Rip that rebound.
Sweet. That was beautiful. So first bucket goes to Whitley Ramble on the rebound and put back. Puts the Indians up 47-10. Thank you for joining us for our Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Alley.
So we're in the third quarter K&L Tractors. scoreboard here. 47-10, 7-18 left to go in the third quarter. Allie Vaughn had a really nice attempt at a steal. Almost had it. Just couldn't quite chase it down before it went out of bounds.
But again, disrupting the passing lanes.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh, she traveled.
Yep. She sure did.
It was only two steps after she got the ball.
Yeah, it was travel there.
It wasn't as bad as the, what was that, Walpock game?
Yeah, where she had like six steps.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, there was a travel.
Yep, there we go. Yeah. Indians are trapping down in the corner and just giving the Sinawal fits.
They're so rushed that they forget they have to move their feet. Mm.
Well, you know, as soon as they get the ball, there's two of them collapsing on them very quickly, the decisions have to be made real quick, and they're just having a little bit of a hard time getting those decisions made. So yeah, that was a turnover by Missinawa, and the Indians have the ball moving around top of the key. Allie Vaughn gets to the middle. Oh, nice pick and roll.
Nice.
Down to Whitley for the bucket.
Allie.
Nice pick and roll by Allie
nice.
And Whit. Yeah, beautiful play. So gives Whitley her 13th point of the night. Puts the Indians up 49-10. Maybe that's what they talk about halftime.
Yeah,
using Whitley a little bit more.
Could be. Well, they're gonna need her on Thursday night against the Twins down there.
Yeah, definitely.
We got Hingin Twins. We got to deal with. So,
Brennan knocks the ball out of bounds. Listen, we'll keep the ball. Nice play by Brennan. Sinawal drives the bucket, kicks it out to Stockler at the top of the key, tries to dribble down the corner. Whitley stopped her. Bucket roll or whatever kind of roll we call that.
That a volleyball roll.
But leaves Stockler open for three, and that bucket is up and good.
I'm not sure what he's calling.
I'm not sure he said something to somebody, but a three-point bucket was good by Taylor Stockler. That's her 8th point of the night, I think. So that cuts the lead down to 49-13.
Pretty shot.
Yeah, nice shot. Key gets the ball back to Brenna. Brenna drops it off to Paige. Left-handed dribble drive
nice.
To the bucket.
Oh,
nice
get
up
it, get
in
it.
And in.
Yes.
Nice drive by Paige. That's something she hasn't done this year.
There
much.
She was squared up, too.
Yeah,
that was pretty. Pretty.
It took about
three or four bounces to decide it wanted to go in. But
we did have good position on rebounding there, too, so give Whitley credit on that, too.
Yep.
She was ready for the rebound. Sinawal pops the ball to the top of the key, and that three-point shot is no good. And Whitley with the rebound. Indians pushing it up the court. Kiki to Paige. Over to Brenna. Nice dribble to the bucket. Good set. Good
nice.
Pick by Paige. Oh, just in and out for Brenna. Ooh. Just couldn't find the hole. And Missinawa comes down with the rebound. Pushing it up court. Shoot. And they throw the ball away.
That was a
rocket
ball throw. Yeah. That must be their shortstop.
That was a rocket. So, turnover for Missinawa. That's their second turnover of the third quarter.
Indians up 51-13.
Yep. 5:21 left to go here in the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. Working the ball inside to Whitley. She goes up in another bucket off the backboard. Nice,
Allie.
beautiful catch, turn, and shoot.
Nice assist by Allie. She just saw it.
Yep, I think they're doing a great job of working that ball inside to Whitley here at his third quarter.
Yep.
So Brenna doing a good job on defense there. Wild shot thrown up, no good. Rebound by Missinawa, back up and no good. That rebound is by Whitley,
that?
But
Whitley?
She tripped on that. Turned the ball over, and that shot from Missinawa is up and no good, but I think the rebound was knocked off before it covered, so that'll stay with Missinawa. So a turnover there. Whitley was falling down with the ball.
Yep.
Tried to throw it, and threw it to Missinawa. Goodness.
That's a...
Nobody was really watching. They saw her get the rebound, and so they're getting ready to go up court, and she was going down, and she had to throw it, or it had been a travel.
Yeah. So. Missinawa triggers the ball in, and the shot is up and no good. Body's all over the floor.
That's a
turnover
rebound.
For the Indians. There.
Rebound for Hope, though. Yeah.
Nice job by the Indians for defense. Allie almost with a steal. Good defense by Hope Wendell down in the corner. Missinawa tried to work the ball inside. Shot up and no good, and Paige Forkamp with the rebound. Pushes it up the court. Gets the ball off to Kiki. Going to set up their offense here. So that's what they're going to do. She changed her plan.
No, I lied.
Yeah, she called a play and changed it. Coach Gann changed it. So nice drive by Allie. Kicks it out to Brenna for a wide open three-pointer, and that's good.
There it is. Nice.
B got her first points of the night with a tray. Nice shot by Brenna.
Great assist by Allie. She's seen four tonight. She's up to five.
That's a great assist. You're a good point because she had a nice move to the bucket. And
she could have taken it.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, a little bit of elbows.
Yeah, she was getting a little frustrated there.
A little frustrated, yep. Nice drive to the bucket for number 35, Maddie Heaston. Her first points of the night, I believe.
Yep, I believe so.
56-15 here with 3:38 left to go here in the third quarter. K&L Tractors, third quarter scoreboard. Kiki threw the ball away. Got a little lazy on that pass,
but
Missinawa throws it right back.
Yep.
Turns it back over. So.
The Houston girl that just made that, I saw her dad out in the hallway. Talked to him a little bit. Matt used to work for Cooper's.
Yep.
Really, really nice guy.
Yep.
He's a really good
real
guy.
Real nice guy. Yep.
I believe that's him sitting maybe up the
top
row.
There. Yep. Kiki giving the ball up. Pass. Tries to pass to Allian. Throws it out of bounds. So a couple turnovers here
aggressive.
For the Indians this quarter.
Don't remember what company he said he is working for, but he's a sales manager for a...
Hogslot, maybe?
Might be.
I think that's where he went after he left
Cooper's. It's poultry related, of course.
Yep. Nice steal by Allie Vaughn and able to get that ball back in the court. And then Missinawa knocks it away from Brennan on the way up to the hoop. So
we've got a mass substitution. Mara and Kenzie in for
Paige, Allie, and Brennan.
Yep. Get some JV players and let them play a little bit.
Missinawa will have the ball. No, Fort Kirby's got the ball. Little miscommunication on who's in there and who's not.
Yep.
So
I think we got 5-5 now. So.
So Mara gets the ball into Kiki here. Going to set up the offense here. Kiki with a beautiful crossover dribble with a pass down to Hope.
Nice, Hope.
Up and in. Beautiful pass by Kiki. Assist to Hope Kiki and 2 points to Hope. That's her fourth point of the night. Mara's going to get called for a bump. That'll be her first, team's first of the half. First foul call of this half.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
That was kind of a touch foul, too.
Yeah,
it was like, really?
A little touch foul, yeah.
We've been a little bit more aggressive, and they call that? But that's all right. I wouldn't want to be a basketball official. I had to make sure I said that right.
Yeah, those volleyball officials.
Yeah.
You know. another ticky-tack foul call on Key on the reach in for Key. That's her first, team second.
I feel like she's been doing that the whole game, too.
Yeah. Guess they decided they need to call some fouls this half. So.
Yeah.
Miss Centerwall will take the ball out underneath their bucket.
See if they can get it in. Yep. We're pretty fat. Oh, yeah.
Almost had it. Almost stole it. Working the ball around the top of the key. Hope on Taylor Stockler. Oh, she traveled.
Yep, she did.
step. But then no call. But Hope gets a rebound off her missed shot. So nice rebound by Hope. He gets
it
down to
Kenzie
on nice play.
Kenzie gets her first two varsity
fast
points.
Break by the Indians. Kiki with the assist down to Kenzie. Kenzie puts her up and in and
man,
one.
If you'd have seen the bench get up and cheer for Kenzie, she didn't even have the ball in her hand
I'm
yet.
Very
exciting.
Sure they heard it over through the radio. Those kids are very happy for her.
I think they were screaming at
beautiful.
Kiki, get it up the floor.
So Kenzie knocks down her free throw
from
the Hall Brothers free throw line. Yeah. So it's her third point of the game. Missinawa trying to work the ball on top of the key.
And they're so heavy. Missinawa is so heavy on this right side. There's three girls within
heavy over here time
it's
and time again.
It's so strange. It's like spread out, ladies. You're going to,
It makes it easier for us to defend them.
For
when
sure. When they're all crowded.
Yep. Missinawa turns the ball over. Threw it out of bounds. So it's their fifth turnover of the quarter. Kenzie, their turnover by the Indians. Give it back. Kenzie tried to pass it to Grace, and Grace wasn't looking.
Grace was already making her round.
Yep. So, almost a steal by Mara.
Yep.
Missinawa works the ball underneath the bucket. Taylor Stockler for a three.
Jeez.
That's good.
She can release that sucker
quickly.
Quick.
Yeah. Her feet weren't even set.
She just lofts it.
Yeah, that's her 11th point of the night. Yeah. She has 11 of their 18 points. 61-18 with 1:33 left to go here in the third quarter. He would drive, ups it up. Oh, Mara, nice pass down to Hope. Hope
Mara
with the left hand,
rebound.
No good. Mara with the rebound up and no good. Nice pass by Mara and nice move by Hope, but no good. So good ball movement by the Indians.
Yep.
And that ball will stay down and stay down on Fort Recovery side here. Kiki goes to trigger it in. Gets it into Grace. Grace with the
20. Kiki did something. She can't run out of bounds.
She moved with the ball. She's not allowed to move from that, I think. Was he saying. He said, can't run out of bounds, but I'm not sure what that
meant. I'm not sure what that was.
I think he meant you can't run the baseline with that particular taking the ball out.
Yeah, I didn't see what she did. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. So, yeah, she got her hands on that one. Didn't get a steal, but knocked it out of bounds. 107 left to go here in the third quarter. Indians up 61-18. K&L's Tractors third quarter scoreboard. Once in a while working the ball around. Oh, Kenzie's got... Kenzie's got her hands on it, and she's going to get called for a foul.
Yeah. I thought they could have called a jump ball on that.
Yeah. But. I think if both hands were in there, but she had one that was like intertwined and hanging. Yep. And
But hustling. But that's, hustling. That's
she
the thing.
Was. She was hustling because it was loose, and she was going for it. So
that's her first foul. Oh, nice steal by Mara in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, nice crossover dribble by Mara, too. She dribbles it down the court all the way. That layup is up and in. Nice move by Mara.
Yes, that was. She kind of froze the defense. Because she kept looking at the other two girls and kind of doing a little fake like she was going to pass to them. And turned out that, and she would have if they'd have been open, but turned out she had the better shot.
She's got like NBA skills.
Yeah, she's something. She's
Kenzie Garkey with her second foul. Team's fourth.
63-18, 36 seconds left in the third. I don't know if we've said that in a while, so I thought I better throw it in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been paying much attention.
Shot up and no good from Missinawa. They do get their own rebound on the chasing the ball down.
Kenzie's trying to keep her footing.
Nice.
Nice drive and bucket by number 14, Leah Shaw for Missinawa. That's her first bucket of the night. So 63-20 with 15 left to go. Kiki with a beautiful crossover.
Nice.
Throws it up. No good. Hope with the rebound.
Jump ball. We're going to give it to her. That was a great rebound.
That was a nice rebound. Yeah. So that ball will go down to Missinawa. With 6.9 seconds left to go here in the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard. 63-20. Missinawa knows we've got not enough time left. To get the shot off in time, but it was no good. So at the end of the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard, the Indians are up 63-20. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back.
Yeah.
We are. So got a few seconds left here before the fourth quarter starts. The Indians are up 63-20 here at Missinawa. For scoring for the Indians, leading the Indians in scoring is Whitley with 15. Paige has 11. Allie with 10. Kiki with 9. Mara with 5. Hope with 4. Grace with 3. And Kenzie Garkey with 3. So very balanced scoring for the Indians across the board. So it's good to see that. Good to see those kind of stats.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Love it, love it.
So the Indians will start the fourth quarter off with the ball. They do have the starters in. Running with the ball, working around the corner. Drops it over to Paige for 3. Geez. Up and no good. And rebound comes down to Missinawa Valley. Ooh, sounds like the...
Well, we're going to meet him at the... Three-point line.
Looks like we're playing a little zone.
Yeah.
This is something
we're gonna practice it. You know why
practice
not?
The zone, yep.
Oh, and they turned it over.
So created a turnover in the first possession for Missinawa.
First possession with the zone defense.
Yeah, we don't see zone very often. I should say we don't play zone very often. We see a lot of zone.
Yeah, right.
Against us.
Right. Just have not yet seen it flip. Yep.
Ellie Vaughn would drive to the bucket. Loses a handle. So it's a turnover for the Indians. missing a while the ball brings it up court. Looks like Callie Wund will be checking in here in a minute.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
Get a little
get
bit
her
of
some
practice. Yeah.
Oh,
almost a steal by Key.
She needs longer arms.
That is a turnover by Missinawa, right?
I think we touched it.
Yep, okay. It looks like we nicked it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Callie coming in for Kiki.
Taking the cousin's place.
Yeah. Job, Kiki.
Giving her a little break.
Yeah, she always works her tail off
she
out
sure
there,
does.
Offensively and defensively, so
she
always
sure
gives 100% effort. Nice defense by Witt underneath the bucket. That shot from Missinawa is up and no good. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Allie brings the ball up the court. Passes it down to Witt on a nice move.
Nice.
Boy,
Allie.
Beautiful.
Wow, Allie.
Nice assist by Allie.
Jeez,
good
Pete.
Good hustle down the court by Witt to get that bucket. That's her 17th point of the night. That's kind of the stuff that we're going to need to see on Thursday,
for sure,
too.
For sure.
I like to see that.
Yeah.
So Indians are settling in on this 2-3 defense here. Swinging it around the top of the key. Number 10 with a 3-point shot. No good. Paige with the rebound. And gets it over to Allie. Indians push the ball up the court again. Get it over to Callie. Callie shoots
there,
three.
Callie.
No good. Whitley with the rebound. Oh, nice move by Whitley. No good.
Oh, good.
Allie
Vaughn
with the rebound.
Allie.
And she will
that
get the foul.
Beautiful rebound by Allie. Holy, I don't know where she came from. Out of nowhere. And
couple of offensive rebounds for the Indians on that. So that'll be a foul on the court. So, or on the floor. So we will take the ball underneath her own bucket.
Allie's just got a nose for that ball when she's rebounding.
Yep. So Callie will get the opportunity to trigger their ball in here.
Oh,
just about got it to Noah. Good job by Witt to find that ball. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Kicks her back outside. Page four, camp for three. In and out.
Oh, Allie.
Allie with another
rebound.
Offensive
Allie.
Rebound. Up and
yes.
in. Nice hustle by Allie Vaughn on the rebound. Up and in.
Nice.
And that puts the Indians up 67-20. Nice play by Allie. Good hustle. So even being up by 47 points, these girls are still
putting it
hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yep. It's Allie Vaughn at the Hull Brothers foul line shooting one.
It's almost like they're never satisfied. They're not going to be satisfied because they want.
Yep. She missed it, but
nice
Paige Forkamp tracks down the rebound.
Nice.
Gets it off top the key to Callie. Thought about taking a three.
Yep.
Swings her back over to Paige. Gets her down to Allie Vaughn. Nice move to the bucket by Allie. That
Allie,
ball. Up and in. Nice layup by Allie.
That was an easy,
good move.
Easy drive to the basket.
Yeah. Once she got by her man, there was nobody down there to defend her to pick her up. So it puts Indians up 69-20 with 5:36 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Still in that 2-3 zone. She traveled. Steal
nice
by Callie.
Steal.
Picked it up by Paige.
Yeah.
Down the court. Stops, pops. Oh, no good on that. Shoot. Good hustle by the Indians for trying to get back to the rebound, but Missinawa picks up the ball.
Oh, Missinawa's about to have mass substitution.
Yeah.
Yep.
Missinawa working the ball on the top key. Gets it down, swings it down number 10 with a three-pointer. That's a nice shot. Jocelyn Hoggett with a three-pointer. That's her first point.
They pop them like fast.
Yep.
Like it gets in their hands and they go.
Yep.
They don't even think about it.
Well, they need to because they're passing. We don't let them get too many passes.
Nice move to the bucket by Brenna Holman. No good. Passes it out to Paige. She dribbles up into the key.
Nice.
Into the paint. Shoots a little 8-footer and up and in. So that's Paige's 15th point of the night. So the Indians are up 71-23 with 4:33 left.
Oh, my. There goes a whole team ahead of us. I can't see anything.
We can't see now. There's so many of them substituting in here. Oh, Paige. Forecamp with a steal. Brings the ball down to court. Up. And
in there. Yep. Timeout. We're gonna let some other kids play.
So, yep.
We got 4 minutes of just letting some kids play. Indians
nice
up 73-23.
Yep. 73-23. 4:19 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. So we have Hope, Grace,
Lindsay,
Alexis Wendell, Mara, and Elizabeth Alec.
Elizabeth, not Lindsay.
Yeah.
I knew I said that wrong. I was like.
Good
then,
game.
Yeah, for sure. And then a whole new group of Missinawa Valley girls.
Whole new group. Yep. So we're going to be playing a whole new group on a whole new group.
Yeah.
So. But Indians still in their 2-3 zone. Like I said, we don't get to see them play defense like this very often.
Nope.
So.
It's not something we like to see. I really like the nose guarding.
Yep. So they still want to work this ball down in this right-hand corner.
And they're all crowded down
need to get
there.
That,
so strange.
That would be something I would work on.
Yeah,
they just
for sure.
Crowd down the right corner. They overload this right side, and It's just easy to defend.
Yep.
Had so many deflections on. There was another deflection. Steal by Grace. Alexis Wendell gets it up to Mara. Mara picks it up, brings it down, and just a little strong on the shot. And Missinawa Valley picks up the rebound. So nice play by the Indians. Good hustle down the court. Just a little strong on the
I'm not sure who to give that steal to, but
Grace knocked it.
That's what I was thinking.
I would give it to Grace, I think, because it was her.
Yeah.
Somebody else picked it up, but she knocked it out. Good defense by Hope. That girl's going nowhere.
Yep. Nice. Nope, she ain't getting
good
that
job
ball
by
off.
Elizabeth jumping out on Stocker there, so she couldn't get an open three. Alexis Wendel with the rebound on the missed three-pointer by Missinawa. So she brings the ball up the court. Gets it over to the side to Elizabeth Valley. She drives the bucket, loses the handle. And Missinawa picks it up. Picks up the loose ball. They bring it down the court. She traveled. No call.
They're not going to call that this time of the game.
Got Easton up and then for two.
Yep. Yep.
So 73-25 here with 2:45 left to go here in the bottom mechanical fourth quarter. Oh, Mara loses the handle on the ball. Turnover by the Indians. Missinawa picks it up. Ball's dead. And they get it across the timeline. So looks like we're going to have a couple more substitutions here for the Indians here at the next break.
Not sure who we're subbing out. We got Callie and Kenzie coming in for somebody.
I'm going to guess Grace and Mara because they've been playing pretty much. But that's Grace has had a very nice night.
Yep. Mara, shot girls, good hustle
as well in the JV game and here in the varsity game.
Grace just blocked by Hope.
Hope
nice.
Gets a block.
Yep. Nice job by Hope. Blocking it. Getting the ball. Callie, nice pass down to Alexis Wendell. Block on the Missinawa Valley, but she'll be called to their stock or be called for her fourth foul. Good ball movement by the Indians there. Great block by Hope. Hustled down, tracked the ball down, gets it down. Callie passes it down to Alexis, and Alexis goes up for the shot and gets fouled on her shot. So she'll be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting, too.
See if we can get Alexis. Yeah. This is her first.
Yeah. No, she's had points in a couple other games. So she hits that first free throw. I got to add her to my tally line here.
Yeah, me too, because I was doing free throws.
I've been watching too much and not doing my stats
me
here.
Me too.
Her second free throw is up and no good, but she gets her own rebound. Gets it down to Hope underneath the bucket. Oh, she gets fouled, but Callie picks up the loose ball. Back over to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth
up for the shot. No good. Rebound by Missinawa. Hope down. It hit her head.
She did. I don't like to see that.
No, I don't like to see that either. So, Maddie Houston up and in for the bucket.
She's going to tough it out. Can't quite get her in. Timeout. We're going to time it out and let Hope sit down.
Yeah. Yeah, so
1 minute, 50 seconds left to go. We're going to take a timeout. Indians up 74-27.
Be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
And we're back here. Indians up 74-27. We are pretty much from the minute we stepped on the floor kind of dominated.
Took a couple
here,
minutes
to get maybe
a little rust knocked loose. But
You can tell that like the first two or three minutes we were like, ooh, we've had a long break.
Yeah. Yep. Elizabeth Alec with a pass on to Alexis Wendell. Good move. Passes it back out to Kenzie, and that shot is no good.
Misses.
And the rebound comes down to Missinawa Valley. Nice fast break.
A little fast break play. And
Maddie Houston up and scores her eighth point, maybe, I believe.
I think it might
Something
be
like
10.
That.
I don't think they ended up there.
Okay. Yeah. No, per eighth point.
It is eight.
So Callie won over.
Oh,
ball at the top.
From arm sitting, the six looked like an eight.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
Alexis Wendell dribbles across. Out to Grace Guggenbiller. Back to top of key to Kenzie. Shuffles it off to Alexis Alleg. And Alexis shuffled her. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Alleg. Elizabeth
one.
Shuffled her feet there.
I'm not sure which one, but it didn't look right to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who, but turnover by the Indians.
Yep. Just over a minute.
Yep. So Missinawa will have the ball here with 1 minute left to go. Indians up 74-29. Fowler Mechanical.
There they go down that right side.
Yeah. Yep. Nice move by Maddie Houston.
Yeah, it was.
And Kenzie will get called for the foul on the reach-in.
Yep.
before the shot. So that's Kenzie's third foul. She's getting in the foul.
She sure
stats
is
tonight, isn't she?
She sure is. Hey, she's getting some PT on the varsity. I love it.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's a sixth team foul for the Indians. Just in a while, triggers it in from underneath their bucket. Passes it inside to Taylor.
Oh, good
nope
steal.
Going to the soccer girl, Kenzie.
Kenzie said
nope. Kenzie with the steal. It's a ball up to Elizabeth Allig. Not a good pass inside.
Nope.
I tried to get it inside Alexis, but
yeah.
Kenzie with the steal as we went the other way down the court. Sinewall Valley will get a foul called on them for the reach in on after Kenzie stole the ball. So she will not get free throws. It's mm-hmm only the fifth team foul for yeah Miss Sinewall. That's Maddie Heasted's fourth foul. So Alexis Wendell will.
Yeah. Heaston's been hustling really
yeah
well.
She has.
She's fun to watch.
Yeah, she's good
working
player
hard.
Yeah. Callie Wendell's got the ball. Gets it over to Alexis Wendell. Get back to the top of key. Callie over to Grace. Down in the corner to Kenzie. It's out of the corner. Pass it back.
I saw that.
That's it. Just a too much of a lazy pass for. There's some. They got their starters. Some of their starters in. Yeah. And you're not gonna get away
Heaston
with that.
Grabbed that one and tipped it away. And
Can't have those little lollipop passes. Not when some of the starters are still in. Yet,
right.
So.
Right. Buzzes.
Yep.
Our buzzer stopped working.
I guess that's the game. No buzzer.
The buzzer decided not to
might
work.
Might not have turned the clock off when it went out of bounds.
Okay. So the Indians will win this game 74-31. And we will be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day, January 12th. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, renewing prescriptions, administering vaccinations, and providing medication management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are integrated members of your healthcare team. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with a pharmacist today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And we are here with Coach Holly Stein. I do want to talk a little bit.
Doesn't matter.
I do it all the time.
It's okay.
That's how I remember you. So that's it. That's all. So anyway, here with Holly. You want to give us a little feedback on the game?
First off, let's talk about your seating arrangement for tonight. I hope you guys took a couple minutes to talk about this. Not only did we get to be broadcasting today, thank you, but we got front row seats.
This
might be
great.
A first.
Yes. This is, Walpock.
That close to
you
the bench.
You
were kind of like in the Indian pound.
That's true. I felt like we were part of the coaching staff.
We were.
We should have got in for free is what I'm thinking.
Not only that, we did have to secretly talk about, I'm really going to have to stay on the other side today. positioning. Just, that excessive noise a little bit for pickup.
That's
with that being said, these types of games are always just nice ones, and probably just because those last 2 weeks we've been working really hard, and to go 2 weeks, and to be fair, it was a quick 2 weeks. I feel like sometimes those winter breaks when you have 2 weeks worth of practices can be long and daunting, and for morale, you just kind of forget the reasons why you do those things, because you just forget, right?
Yep, for sure.
And actually, we've had more practices over Christmas break together than we did prior to our first game, so it was really nice to be
able to bring things back down to the bottom fundamentally and build it back up, sharpen some things up, and then more importantly, get that second win for the second half of this year.
Yeah.
So obviously, we got missing a wall tonight. We had a lot of people working on their game. We talked a lot about at halftime, guys, we got to work on trying to make ourselves better. So if you want to work on that pull-up, go work on that pull-up. If you want to look to attack, you need to look to attack. We all need to work on rebounding. We all need to work on denying, getting our defensive intensity up. And so we had to continue to do what we do and control those controllables and just try to push through. And so obviously we were able to do that. Even early, we were trying to switch some things around just to try to see if this is going to work. And just kind of do whatever. And the girls responded really well tonight. And obviously, scoring wise, we were all offensively looking to do our jobs. Paige had some great pull-ups, and that was something we've been working on for a while. Like, Paige, you can dribble the ball. Like, just go ahead and take a couple and pull up. And her pull-up is just as pretty as her three. So it was really nice that she felt comfortable tonight to get try those things out.
Yeah, that was nice to see. I agree.
I thought we worked the ball inside really well to Witt tonight. I mean, that was pretty to see. And then when Hope was in there playing, we were working the ball on the those girls worked their tail off underneath to try to get open, and I thought it was nice that we were able to get it to them tonight.
And I agree, and that is another one of those things is the fruits of the labor. We've been really working hard with both of them, going at each other and pulling anybody that was brave enough to go in against Witt or Hope down below, which I'm telling you, those volunteers are pretty few. Believe it or not, not very many girls want to say, I'll go ahead and, and get pinned by Whitley and Hope. Nobody really wants that job. So speaking from experience, is all it takes is one elbow and you're done. And so we have been working on that. So not only working on the post pinups, but the post entry pass as well. Gotcha. And I thought that's hard for our guards to be able to make that happen for us. So I thought all the way around they were looking. Witt was calling for it. Hope was calling for it. The guards were aware that they were working so hard, and they got it in. But I also just thought we crashed the board. I mean, we did so many good things right. And it was great because, you know, games like this can be hard. It could just be a scrappy dog fight with lack of composure and our wheels are spinning, but we're not really going anywhere. So it was really nice after that first quarter just be able to gain some composure and get the win. Good team win. The girls had fun. I had fun.
Good. We had fun.
We had fun. Neil had fun.
So, free throws tonight. I mean, we did good at free throws tonight.
All right, let's hear it. How good is good?
We were 10 for 11. Or no. 9 for 11.
Okay. 9 for 11.
I've got 9 for 11, and we got one more at the end. So we were, I think we were 10 12. For 11. Or 10 for 12.
So somewhere in there.
It doesn't matter because it's way higher than 50%, right? Is what you're telling me.
Yeah, we're way above 50%.
Yes. Great. That. So, that's what I like to hear. We'll and again, though, strong focus from the start. Yep. And we got to do this lovely drill every day. Every day we're committed to the cause. So it's really nice that all the way down, though, even in our JV contest today, I thought we were hitting free throws a lot better than we have in the past. So it's nice to see that hard work is kind of
come into
the light.
Commend the girls again on their tough defense. I mean, they just they don't give up. I mean, Mara chased down a ball over here in this that
only Mara.
Yeah,
I
thought for sure it was going out of bounds.
Literally,
nope.
Like the only person that could ever get that is Mara.
Yes,
I mean, all the girls just running hard and
We are working hard.
Yeah.
So I've got a question. Who is Mara? Just have that Euro step, or did you teach that?
Mara. We work on Euros. But
I could see that.
Mara's Euro is around defenders.
Yes.
She's probably, we don't work necessarily on that particular one, but that is her, that's her move.
Wow.
For sure. That's not the first time we've seen it. A lot of times, if she gets in transition, she can bob and weave with the best of them. So,
that's incredible.
It's
incredible to watch.
And a strong move at that.
Yes.
Right. A strong move at that. Yeah. Yep. No, her speed is like anybody else's I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
I concur.
With or without the ball.
Right.
Yep. So,
concur.
When we have to run some lines, then everybody is wanting to try to beat Mara.
Yeah,
which
I'm sure.
Which is hard.
That's good. For sure.
Which is hard.
Good competition.
So, thanks again, ladies.
Thank you
for tonight. Yeah. I appreciate it. And
thanks for talking to us.
Yes.
Hey,
great
no
win.
Worries.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll
great
see you Thursday.
Yes.
Yep.
Thursday. We're going to have to bring all the positive vibes you guys got going on.
We got it.
We'll be behind you.
That's fine.
We'll just set next year.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we kick Bob or somebody out of the season.
Exactly.
Sounds good.
All
good
right.
Win, Coach. Good job.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
I hope you guys have a great night.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Thanks.
We'll be back. We'll be back in a minute for some stats post game.
Hello. This
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Power and versatility. The Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seats, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2.
We were just checking to be sure we were they were cleaning stuff up, and they made sure we were still plugged in where we were plugged in, but that got but that was plugged into got unplugged. So right after we get done here, we'll be going back at the station. It'll be the practice squad, the guys talking about football and maybe a little playoff action for the Cleveland Browns and some of that. So those guys will be taking care of that if we get done here. You got some stats there?
Yeah, we've got Miracle Lane's post-game show stats.
Thank you very much.
So, very balanced scoring for the Indians tonight. Pretty impressive. I believe just about everybody that got on the court got in the scorebook tonight.
I believe so.
Leading the Indians was Whitley Rammel with 17, Paige Forkamp with 15, Allie Vaughn with 14. Kiki Wendell had 9, 5 points for Mara Pearson, 4 points for Hope Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller with 3, Brenna Holman with 3. Kenzie Garkey with 3 and Alexis Wendell with 1. Yes. So that's 74 points for the Indians.
Nice. Very balanced. Mm-hmm. My goodness, can't hardly beat it. So I have some rebounds. I got Paige Forkamp leading us with 11, Whitley with 7, and Allie Vaughn with 6. Hope Wendell ended up with 3 as well. And a couple loose ones here and there from some players. And then assist-wise, Allie Vaughn led us with 6, Brenna with 3. As collectively as a team, we had 15 steals that I recall. I feel like there's probably more than that. Yeah. But, you know, you get caught up in the game. And then free throws, we were 10 for 12, and I did not calculate that percentage while I was sitting here doing nothing. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What was how much?
10 for 12 on the free throw.
That's 80%.
Perfect.
A little over 80.
Points, for some reason I have this here. We scored 24 in the first quarter, 19 in the second, 18 in the third, and 11 in the fourth. So, all right, just to sum it up. So thank you, and take it away, Neil.
Yep.
We'll see you Thursday.
We'll be back with a wrap-up right after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back at Mississinewa Valley High School, and right after we get through here, we will be going back to the studio with the practice squad, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Coming up this week, girls host New Knoxville on Thursday. Big MAC match, both teams, well, New Knoxville undefeated. We have one loss. After Thursday, they'll have a loss also, we hope. That's Fort Covey Radio broadcast with Susie and Diana, and the video will be, excuse me, I'm sorry, that's simulcasting WPGW on the NFHS network. You can watch that. Then Friday, the boys go to New Knoxville, and that's Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Girls on Saturday will host Mechanicsburg, noon JV start, WPGW simulcast, and the boys at Botkins on Saturday night, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. As far as I know, there is no video available for that. So that wraps it up here for Susie and Diane. We're through here at Mississinewa Valley, and we're going back to the studio with the practice squad right after the outro.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.